Once upon a time, in the era of 10 and 20% investment yields and always increasing real estate prices, remember those days, and IPOs everywhere you looked, planning for retirement was as easy as adjusting the thermostat.
Whether you are 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60, there are things that you need to do right here and right now so that one day you can retire.
Susie Orman and other celebrity financial advisors have made a career out of comforting people's retirement anxiety. But today, when investment yields are shadows of what they once were, the pitch from financial planners for a secure retirement may be at odds with reality altogether. The dashed hopes of retirement in this decade and the continued dream chasing by the desperate baby boomers is the subject of the latest documentary on the PBS series Frontline. Correspondent Martin Smith turned his investigative skills on himself to explore what he calls the retirement gamble. The program airs tonight on PBS stations, produced in partnership with WGBH. Martin Smith, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So let's just start with this. We were at a 60th birthday party for a mutual friend recently. And as we looked around that party, I suspect there would be a lot of people in that room who are exactly the kind of at-risk retirement characters that show up in this front line. Yes?
I think that's exactly right. And that was a fairly well-off crowd, Upper West Side of Manhattan, people with professions. But the fact is that something like half of all Americans say they're not putting away enough money because they can't. Many people have been hit hard by dual financial crises and have had to dip into their funds, rightly or wrongly. We're in a consumer society, so everybody's encouraged to spend. People are in bad shape.
And in preparing this frontline, you found yourself as a character.
Yeah, well, I've been through my own wars, a divorce, putting my kids through college, and I dipped into the 401k savings that I had because I didn't see another option. And I think a lot of people are in that predicament. And if you dip into those funds at the wrong time, say 2008 when I had two boys enlisted in expensive liberal arts colleges, that money is not going to grow back. It's gone.
And that particular story, which I think is generalized around the United States, is what many of the characters in this film, this frontline, tell you. Let's listen to a couple and then you can describe precisely their predicament. Listen.
It was sad. It was hard. I was scared. Really scared. I didn't have much of a retirement left. I couldn't even borrow against it. And it was just something that I never foresaw.
Boy, when she starts speaking, you think she might be laughing, but by the end, she's not laughing.
No, Debbie Skazinski worked for a computer leasing company that was high-flying during the tech boom. And like a lot of people, something like 19%, they were encouraged to put their retirement money into company stock. Well, that's all your eggs in one basket. People at Enron did the same thing. Whoops. So when the tech bubble burst, she not only lost her savings, she lost her job. And then only 8 years later, she was hit with the 2008 crisis and her home became worth less than the mortgage she owed the bank. So she was at one point thinking she might retire by the time she was 45 or 50 to seeing a future in which she doesn't think she can ever retire. And there are many people who say this whole idea of retiring at 65 is just a romantic notion from a past where we had an economy that was dominant in the world and companies willing to put away money in these defined benefit pension plans. But that's no longer the case. We have a crisis that's looming. We have a baby boom generation that's about to hit retirement.
And the assumptions about personal behavior are one thing, but the assumptions about the security of the U.S. economy is really what became questionable during the 2008 crash. Let's listen to the words of this couple, Mark and Laura Featherston.
The reality of what you've lost is huge. Right. I mean, not only have you now lost half of your 401k, but your house is not worth anything anymore either. So anything that you thought you were going to have there is gone, and now you half of your 401k is gone.
It's daunting. You know, if it took 13 years to accumulate $80,000 and 1 year to lose half of that, and then try to get that back in another 13 years and only be at the $80,000 that you were 13 years ago,
The
math doesn't work.
Which could be the title of this film, The Math Doesn't Work. Is retirement a myth that the financial community is trying to sort of foist upon investors, saying that they can do what, in fact, you've discovered is really not possible?
Well, the retirement industry, and if you've been watching any commercial television, you know there's a barrage of advertising on out there right now imploring you to save, telling you that there is a retirement problem and, in fact, we should be doing something. The problem is the options that the financial services industry is giving us are not good ones. Many 401k plans are really bad. The fees on the funds, the choices of the funds, all go against us. And most of the people that are giving us financial advice, 85% of them, they call themselves advisors or planners, are in fact not people who really have our back. They're brokers on the other side of the table.
And they're people that grew up in a time of 12 and 15% yields in the market and are dealing now with a reality that, you know, you're looking at 1 to 1.5% interest rates on almost anything.
Yeah, people didn't really pay attention to what was happening inside their retirement accounts during the 80s and 90s. We had a really long time boom market. We had a little dip in 87, but it came back in 8 months. They were paying high fees to the funds that they were invested in, but they didn't really notice that because if you're getting a 10% return, yeah, maybe you would have gotten a much higher return if you weren't paying a high fee, but you're willing to share the wealth with the provider. That's not the case anymore. And the fact is that one thing that most surprised us in the making of this documentary was the sort of corrosive effect of fees that you're paying to the mutual fund company. It can erode as much as two-thirds over a 50-year investing lifetime of what you would have had if you weren't paying such high fees.
So at the end of this documentary, is anyone but a billionaire going to feel like a smart person here?
I think the purpose of the program is to help people know what they're up against and know how to pick somebody that can give them good advice and know what to worry about. You're frankly in a situation, since we've gotten rid of the old-fashioned pension plan, you've been thrown the keys to a high-speed car and told to just start driving it without any lessons. Nobody really knows how to manage this money. It's a difficult task. Most people are busy enough just doing the jobs that they're assigned to do.
And the gas gauge on that car is close to E at this point. To torture the metaphor even further. Frontline correspondent Martin Smith investigates retirement in the Frontline special that airs tonight, The Retirement Gamble. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
And as expected, you are just a bit concerned about all this?
This is Christina Benson calling from Dallas, Texas. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've started saving here and there a little bit since I was 18, but who knows if it's going to be enough. And I'm planning on working till I'm at least 70. 70, I think, will still be nice and young.
Christina, you should be talking to Anna.
This is Anna from Oklahoma City. And I have my retirement plans on track because I'm almost 23 and I already have my own IRA and I'm hoping I'll get to retire by my late 60s.
And for some of you out there, just forget retirement.
Hi, my name is Lyndon, calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma. I really don't plan to retire. And, you know, as things have panned out, I probably won't ever own a home again.
877-8-MY-TAKE, that's our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we go to Florida, land of the retired.
Florida becomes one of the great suburbs of the American dream. And the idea is if you come on down, you sit here, you can escape all your problems. And of course, you can't.
Florida native T.D. Allman shines some light on the truths and myths about the Sunshine State.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.